主内弟兄姐们，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
啊，我和师母呢，很高兴这次有机会呢，能够来到你们当中。
My wife and I feel the privilege to be with you guys.
那星期晚上我们有在这个团契啊分享。
We shared some message at our Friday fellowship.
那么星期六的时候呢，这个 Cam 和蔡长老呢，他们也带我带这个Santa Barbara 你们这个美丽的地方看看。
And on the Sunday, Cam brought me to Santa Barbara.
还有呢，这个今天早上我也在成人主日学跟大家分享。
So I also shared message during the Sunday school.
那这个 Santa Barbara 呢，我觉得是一个非常美丽的这个地方哈。
I think Santa Barbara is a beautiful place.
靠山临海。
You have both a mountain and an ocean.
那么这是我住的，在我住的地方呢，这个 Dallas 呢，很不一样哈。
In where I live in Dallas is very different.
那 Dallas 如果你有去过的话呢，就是一片的平原哈，平地而已，看不到什么山，看不到什么水。
So if you've been to Dallas, it's just a plain and without mountains, without water.
但可惜的一点呢，你们这边的物价太贵了。
but there's one thing though, your living cost is too high.
我看了，在网上看了，大概你们这边如果说一间你们这边买一间房子哈，可以在我们 Dallas 那一边呢，可以买三间或者到四间的房子哈。
So I searched online, and the price to buy one apartment here could buy 3 to 4 apartments in Dallas.
那在我还没有分享这个信息之前呢，我想跟大家稍微分享一下，就是我的家庭和我的这个服事哈。
So before I share with you my message, I want to share a little bit about my family and my servants.
Okay. 那这是我的这个过去拍的一张的这个家庭照哈。
It's a family photo of mine.
那在最右边呢，就是我本身，然后就是我师母哈，那我还非常的年轻。
On the left hand side is me and my wife. We're
both
very young.
那我接下来就是我第二的这个儿子，他今年刚毕业啊，目前呢在这个 Houston 工作哈。
And moving on is my son. He's working in Houston.
那我最小的，接下来就是我最小女儿呢，她今年在大学四年级，最后一年。
And the next one is my little daughter. She's a senior in college.
那么还有接下来就是我的这个大女儿和我的女婿哈。
And then is my big daughter and my son-in-law.
他们在这个2014年12月的时候结婚哈。
They married in December 2014.
那我女儿在今年三月的时候吧。二月的时候，二月的也生了一名女儿哈，所以我们有一名很美丽可爱的这个外孙女哈。
And my daughter gave birth to my granddaughter, in February this year.
那现在呢，我们可以说我和师母呢，我们都是在已经几年了在空巢期哈。
My wife and I are in this empty nest stage.
那当然了，是孩子不在了都比较自由哈。
Of course, we enjoy the freedom.
但是有时候也非常想念孩子哈。
But we do miss our children very much.
现在有了这个外孙女呢，更是想念她。
Now that we have a granddaughter, we miss her very, very much.
因为他们是住在这个是住在，因为他因着我这个女婿呢，他在一个福音机构工作哈，所以他们一家的就搬到这个 Atlanta, Georgia 去哈。
Because my son-in-law works for a missionary institution, they moved to Atlantic City in Georgia.
那我从我那个从 Dallas 呢，要开车到那里去呢，大概要12个小时的这个车程哈。
It's 12 hours drive from Dallas.
他们搬过去几个月过后，我们只有去有机会去拜访他们两次。
After they moved there for several months, we visited for twice.
这是最近我们去拜访他们去看望他们的时候所拍的，或者这个外孙女的这个照片。
It's a photo last time we visited.
那特别师母呢，特别想念她哈，特别每一天呢都跟她 Skype.
My wife missed her very, very much, and they Skype every day.
那我是在马来西亚呢，我已经在马来西亚，我先在马来西亚现身，然后读神学，然后呢在马来西亚呢服事的11年。
I devoted myself to the Lord in Malaysia and served and studied missionary there, and I served there for 11 years.
然后在1998年的时候呢，我就到这个达拉斯的一间的神学院，叫这个达拉斯神学院呢，那里进修。
In 1998-99, I moved to Dallas to study in a seminary.
然后也同时呢，也在当地的一间华人教会服事哈。
And served in a local Chinese church.
那我在那个教会呢服事了17年。
And I served there for 17 years.
那我知道今年年初的时候，四月底我们就离开那个教会。
Until the end of this April, we left that church.
然后在中间呢，有机会到埃及做两个月的短宣。
And in between, we had the chance to go on for a 2-month mission trip.In Egypt,
还有到中国大陆去做个做这个培训的工作
，and also some training in mainland China.
那目前呢，我是在申请加入这个宣教机构叫 BCM International, 就是说盼望就是说看神如果开路的话呢，能够回到这个亚洲呢来服事哈。
Now I'm applying for this missionary institution called BCM International, in hope that I can get another opportunity to serve in Asia.
那我特别在大陆呢，能够跟我一个朋一对的这个宣教士夫妇是我的朋友，很多年的朋友，跟他一起配搭在那里服事。
I have a friend couple of missionary in mainland China, and I hope I will have the opportunity to serve with them.
那来到这里的时候呢，我也知道说你们在寻找这个主任牧师也是有一年多的这个时间哈。
Coming here, I know that you are looking for a pastor for over a year.
那我当然还不晓得说还需要等待多长的这个时间，那么才能够找到一位合适的这个牧者。
We don't know how long we have to wait until we get a suitable pastor.
但是我相信呢，神必会为你们预备哈。
But I believe that God will provide for you.
我们也为你们祷告，求神差派一位合适的牧者到你们当中来，继续来带领和牧养你们。
And we'll be praying that God send a suitable pastor to grow and help you very soon.
当我在思想说今天早上要跟大家分享的这个信息哈。
And when I think about the message I'm going to share with you this morning.
那神似乎让我跟大家来分享的就是在这个马太福音哈一段的这个所记载一段的经文，就是马太福音第28:18-20哈。
It seems that the Lord wants me to share with you Matthew chapter 28:18-20.
就是我就常与你们同在这一段的经文哈。
The scripture was about I am with you always.
这段经文刚才我们已经读了，就是天上地下说主耶稣对他的门徒说哈，天上地下所有的权柄都是给我的，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了哈。
As you've read, then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
好，可能一些弟兄姐妹会想说，这段经文跟我们现今教会所面对的这个情况有什么关系呢？
Some brothers and sisters may be thinking, what does it have to do with the situation we're in?
那我们知道说这段经文呢是记载了是主耶稣基督复活过后呢在升天之前呢所颁给这个门徒的一个大使命哈。
We know that this scripture recorded the great mission Jesus gave his disciples after his revival and before his ascension.
那么从这段的经文当中我要跟大家分享两个重点哈，就是第一个重点呢就是说主的这个命令还有主的这个应许哈。
And I have two key points to share with you. One is the Lord's command, and the second is the Lord's promise.
那我们知道说主耶稣呢，当他在世上呢，约有三十多年的这个时间哈。当他在三十多岁的时候呢，他出来开始公开的这个传道哈。
We know that Jesus only have like a few more than 30 years living in the world, and he only started preaching when he was 30.
那么当开始的时候呢，他选召了十二位门徒。
And at the beginning of his missionary, he first chose 12 disciples.
那么马可福音呢这样记载说哈，他说呢，他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差遣他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼哈。
In Mark it's written, he appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons.
那我们知道说主耶稣跟这些门徒呢在一起的时间也是不是太长哈。
We know that Jesus didn't have a long time spending with these disciples.
只有三年多的这个时间。
A little more than 3 years.
那么在这三年多的时间，主耶稣除了讲道医病赶鬼之外呢，他大部分的时间也跟门徒们在一起哈。
And in those 3 years, other than preaching, healing, casting out demons, Jesus spent most of his time with his disciples.
他教导他们，训练他们，装备他们，以致呢当主耶稣离开之后呢，他知道当他离开之后，这些门徒能够继续他在世上的工作。
He teach them, train them, and prepare them. So after he left the world, the disciples can carry on his work.
那这是主耶稣对他们的这个期望。
This is Jesus' expectations for them.
那当主耶稣也知道说他在世的日子不多的时候呢，他也几次的来跟门徒讲说哈。
So when Jesus know that it's time for him to go on the cross, he told his disciples several times.
他说他要将被这个宗这个当时的这个宗教的领袖呢来抓拿，被抓拿，然后要受许多的苦，并且被杀害哈。第三日从死里复活。
That he will be captured by the religious leaders at that time, suffer through many pains, and got killed, and then revive on the third day.
那我们看这几处的所记载的经文哈，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉住他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。”
And we can read several scriptures in Matthew chapter 16. It says, "From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples."That he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hand of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and on the third day he be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you.
还有另外一处，就是他们还住在加利利的时候，耶稣对门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，第三日他要复活，门徒就大大的忧愁。
Another one in Matthew is when they came together in Galilee, he said to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and on the third day he will be raised to life. And the disciples were filled with grief.
那最后呢，就是这个在路加福音的记载哈。耶稣带着十二个门徒对他们说：“看啊，我们上耶路撒冷去，先知所写的一切事都要成就在人子身上。他将要被交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，凌辱他，吐唾沫在他身上，并要鞭打他，杀害他。第三日他要复活。这些事门徒一样也不懂得，意思乃是隐藏的，他们不晓得他所说的是什么哈。”
And lastly, in Luke, Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, We're going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock them, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again. The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about.
那当门徒听到耶稣这样的这个宣告，说他要被杀害，被然后受死哈，然后复活。你想门徒他们的反应是怎样的？从这几段的经文看到呢，我们看到这个门徒有几方面的这个反应哈。
So what was the disciples' reactions to this message?
第一呢，这个他们不明白耶稣所说的哈。
First is that they don't understand what Jesus was talking about.
那这里说这些事呢，门徒一件也不懂的，意思乃是隐藏的，他们不晓得所说的是什么。
I said the disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about.
那这位他们觉得说，这位永生神的儿子怎么能够被杀，又第三天从死里复活呢
？They were thinking, how could this son of God be killed and then be raised again on the third day?
那另外，他们也感到惧怕，大大的这个圣经说，大大的这个。忧愁哈。
And secondly, they also feel the fear and the great grief.
那因为主耶稣说他要被抓呐，那被杀害，那他们可能会想说，哎呀，那他们是跟从主耶稣的，是不是他们也同样的会被抓呐，被杀害呢
？And the disciples were thinking, because they followed Jesus, will they also be captured and killed?
那如果真的是耶稣离开他们的哦。那他们要怎么办呢？他们没有一个领袖继续来带领他们。
And if Jesus leave them at this point, what would they do? They don't have a leader to lead them anymore.
如果耶稣不在了，他们还有怎样的前途呢
？What future will they be? Will they have if Jesus is not there?
那还有第三，我们看到呢，他们这个不能够接受耶稣被害的这件事情哈。
And the third, they can't accept the fact that Jesus is going to be killed.
那特别彼得很激烈的说，对主说：“主啊，万不可如此哈，这事呢必不临到你身上。”
Especially Peter, he took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said, "this shall never happen to you."
我想呢，如果我们是当初也是门徒的其中门徒的一位门徒哈，当我们听到耶稣这样讲的时候呢，我想我们也会跟这些门徒呢同样的这个反应哈。
I think if we were one of the disciples, we will have the same reaction they have.
那我就想到说，今天好像你们教会对可能呢对没有牧者或者在寻找这个牧者当中呢。毕竟 有时候也会像这个门徒一样呢感到不安。
And I think in the process of finding pastors, you must be feeling the same uncertainty as those disciples at that time.
如果能够在近期里面能够找到一位这个牧者，当然很好哈。
It is great if you can find another pastor in recent times.
如果要再等可能就说半年一年，那可能呢，可能大家会觉得说，教会将来会怎样呢
？But if you have to wait another half a year or a full year, you might be thinking, what will the church be like?
或者呢，大家也想到，我们也为这件事情祷告了这么久哈，不明白为什么神还没有差派一个合适的牧者到我们当中。
Or you might be thinking, we've been praying for so long, why?Haven't God sent another pastor to us?
那可能我们会感到这个好像门徒这样呢，听到耶稣说他这样受害要离开他们，他们感到这个不安，感到惧怕，感到就这个忧愁哈。
It's just like the disciples hearing that Jesus is going to leave them. They're feeling this fear and uncertainty and grief.
那我想呢，在面对这样的情况底下呢，我相信呢，我们是要。思想两件的事情哈。
And I believe under this circumstance, we need to think upon two things.
那么第一呢，就是刚才主耶稣所颁给门徒的这个大使命哈。
The first is the command, the great mission Jesus gave the disciples.
Okay, 主的命令哈。那我们看到主耶稣给一个赐下这个大使命给这个门徒们哈。
Jesus gave his disciples a great mission.
那个这大使命是什么呢？就是使万民做主的门徒。
Which is to make disciples of all nations.
啊，使人呢能够成为什么？成为一个跟随主、效法他的榜样、去遵行他的命令的人。
Make people, follow the Lord and follow His model and follow His command.
我想这的确是一个大使命哈。
It is indeed a great mission.
因为这里讲到要万民哈，使万民哈。
It talks about all nations.
啊，是很多人，是包括这世界上所有的人哈。
It talks about all the people on the in the world.
OK.那么如果说按照这个一个商业的这个一个商场的这个用语来说呢，那么这个大使命是一个全球的这个企业的这个事工哈。
In business terms, it's like a globalized business.
那我们因为我们传福音的对象呢，不只是华人，也包括了其他不同种族的人哈。
Because the audience of our gospel is more than just Chinese, it'sPeople from all nations.
当然呢，这是不是靠着我们自己一间堂会所能够做成的哈。
And it's not something that we can do with just our one church.
那我们必须与其他的堂会、其他的这个宣教的机构一起配搭，才能够完成的这样的事工哈。
We must work with other churches and other missionary institutions to finish this work.
所以我们今天呢，不只是在我们在本地，我们做传福音的工作。然后我们也借助这个祷告，借助奉献差派这个宣教士来参与这个普世的这个福音的事工哈。
Therefore, not only should we be spreading the gospel in our local communities, we should also send missionaries and support missionary work in other ways.
那当然呢，这另外一点呢，我们也看到说，这里说做主的门徒是万民做主的门徒哈。
And the second point here is to make disciples.
那你觉得容易吗？要使万民做主的门徒。
Do you think it's easy to make disciples of all nations?
的确是不容易哈。
It is indeed very difficult.
那我们看这张图表呢。
Let's take a look at this chart.
那这是这个图表，就是这是关乎我们现今这个世界的不同的这个宗教的这个比例哈。
This is a pie chart showing the share of different religion in the
world. 这个基督教呢，是占了大概 32.5%。
Christianity has about 32.5%.
那其他的是属于这个不同其他的这个宗教。
And everything else is shares the rest.
那其实这个 32% 呢，也包括了不单单是包括了基督教，也包括了天主教、东正教。
Here the Christianity includes Christians,
Catholic and Orthodox Church. Okay.
Catholics and Orthodox.
那如果说我们用这个十个人来讲的话呢，在我只有三个在十个人当中呢，只有三个人其实三名呢是基督徒是所谓基督徒哈，然后其他七个人都不是，都是非信徒哈。
And if we put it in context, like among 10 people, three of them will be Christians, and seven of them will not be.
所以我们还有很大的这个事工要做哈。
So we have a great mission to accomplish.
还要我们还要继续的将这福音呢来带给那另外七个人哈，还没有信靠耶稣的人哈。
And we need to work hard to spread the gospel to the seven.
那么这是非常不容易的。
It is indeed very difficult.
很多时候需要付上很大的这个代价哈。
Many times we need to pay a great price.
我们看到特别那些在19世纪、20世纪的这个宣教士。
We see many missionaries in 19th and 20th century.
他们愿意到这个那些福音还没有传到的地方呢，做传福音的工作。
They're willing to go where the gospel hasn't been spread.
那么很多那宣教士也赔上了他们自己的生命。
And many missionaries devoted their life.
那当然了，我们面对这样一个需要，这样的一个挑战，我们能够做什么呢？
And facing this need and challenge, what could we do?
那这里呢，这个耶稣呢，告诉我们怎样完成他的大使命哈，那告诉我们三个的途径哈。
Jesus told us there are three ways.
那第一呢，就是要去哈。
The first is to go.
就是说我们很重要的就是要去将这个福音呢来传给人。
We need to go and spread the gospel.
让人有机会来听信这个福音。
So people would have a chance to hear and believe in this gospel.
所以每一位基督徒呢都应当晓得怎样跟人家来分享这个福音。
So every Christian should know how to share gospel with others.
那如果今天你坐在这里你觉得你如果说叫你能够跟人家分享福音，你觉得说你不懂的、不晓得怎样跟人家来传讲哈。
So if you sit here and you don't know how to share gospel with others,
那当然我是鼓励你，真的是能够好好的来学习，能够来装备自己，至少说你能够将这个福音呢，能够很有系统的，能够来更加来传讲，能够来带领人来归信主哈。
I encourage you to learn and prepare yourself so you can share the gospel systematically to others.
那这里说主耶稣说去哈。
Here Jesus says go.
那但是今天我们也看到说全世界的不同的种族的人或者说也来到我们当中哈。
Today we also see people from all nations come.
那特别我们这边附近有一间大学然后就有很多从大陆来的这个留学生来到这里学习。
Especially with UCSB here, there are many Chinese students coming here to study.
那神似乎就把他们让他们来到这里，让我们能够有这个机会来接触他们，来将这个福音来传给他们。
It seems that Lord brought them here so we can have a chance to share gospel with them.
然后感谢主，你们在教会也在这一方面也在做这个福音的这个工作哈，像这个大专生做传福音的这个工作。
And praise the Lord, you are doing the gospel work among college students here.
那第二呢，就是说要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗哈。
And second is to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
虽然说这个洗礼不会叫一个人得救哈，不能够叫一个人得救哈。
Though baptism by itself can't save anyone,
但是呢，这个洗礼呢，却是一个已经信靠主的人对主的委身最首要的一个公开的这个见证哈。
But it is the most important public testimony of a believing disciple.
借助这个洗礼的仪式呢，一个人表明说自己呢与主同死同复活哈。
Through this ritual, a person would show that he is dying and reviving with the Lord.
那并且呢，受洗归入主的名下，愿意一生一世的来跟随主，来服侍主。
And now now belongs to Jesus and is willing to follow him and serve him for the rest of his life.
那今天在我们当中，不晓得是否有一些人，你已经信了主。
I don't know if any of you have believed in Jesus.
但是还没有受洗哈。
But not baptized yet.
那我在我以前的在我的教会，在过去的这个教会当中呢，有些人他们已经信了主，但是他们却对这个受洗呢，还是不敢做出决定哈。
In my past experience, I've met people who already believe in God, but were not willing to make the decision to be baptized.
那但是在这里呢，我要鼓励你们，就是说，如果说你已经信了主，你已经将来接受主做你生命的这个救主哈。
But here I want to encourage you, if you've already accepted Jesus as your savior in life,
你应当遵守这个主耶稣的这个吩咐，能够。进一步的能够受洗来归入主的名下来在众人面前呢公开你的这个信仰
I encourage you to follow Jesus' command be baptized and make a public testimony of your faith
这是神所喜悦的
This is God's will
第三呢，我们也是要说，要把主耶稣呢，将主耶稣的吩咐呢，来教导人来遵守。
And thirdly is to teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
那今天呢，教会一个很重要的责任呢，就是能够将这个继续呢，用真理来教导、来装备弟兄姐妹哈。
Today one of the most important responsibility of the church is to keep teaching and preparing the disciples with Lord's word.
我们盼望呢，弟兄姐妹能够在灵里面能够长大成人哈，满有基督长成的身量哈。
We hope that brothers and sisters will become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
另外一方面呢，我们也看到说，今天有许多的这个异端哈。
On the other hand, we see there are many heresies in the world.
很多时候，如果说因为信徒呢，如果在这个真理上或者信仰上没有站立的、没有稳固的基础的话，可能就会被诱惑，会陷入这个异端的这个邪说里面哈。
If we don't have a solid foundation in the truth, it's very easy for us to be shaken and strayed away from the truth.
那我不晓得你们在这边哈，在我那一边呢，有很多有一些的这个异端的教派，好像这个耶和华见证人呢，还有这个摩门教徒。
I'm not sure what the environment of you guys, but in Dallas, there was Jehovah Witness and Mormon.
他们都很热心哈，有时在这个华人的超市这个面前呢，他们就在那里画这个传单哈。
They were very passionate, and they sent flyers in front of Chinese supermarkets.
而且他们是美国人本身哈，他们就因为为了要向这个华人来传回，他们也。讲了 一口流利的这个华语
They were Americans, but in order to preach to Chinese, they also learned Chinese and speak fluently.
所以如果说信徒他们在这个真理上没有很好的这个根基的话，可能就会被他们诱惑起了。
So if we don't have a solid foundation, it's very easy to get lost.
那另外呢，我们知道说现今在美国这个地方也有很多的这些错误的这个教导哈。
And we also know that there's a lot of false teaching in America as well.
那好像这个关于这个同性恋，关于这个堕胎的等等的这个课题。
For example, about homosexuality, about abortion.
那很多时候我们就会跟，如果说我们在信仰上没有一个很好的根基，我们就会跟上这个社会的这个潮流哈。
So if we do have a good foundation, we can react correctly to the trend of the society.
所以今天教会一个很重大的责任，就是用真理来教导弟兄姐妹哈。
Therefore, it is a great responsibility of the church to teach brothers and sisters with the truth.
但是弟兄姐妹也要有心来学习哈。
But brothers and sisters, you need to have a learning heart too.
那你今天有每天能够有读经祷告的生活吗？
Do you read scripture and pray every day?
你有参加这个成人主日学吗
？Do you join Sunday school?
或者查经班等等哈。
Or Bible study group?
那这些都是神赐给我们学习的这个机会哈。
These are all the opportunities.God has given us to study.
那我想呢，今天当我们面对着要在找这个教会聘牧或者说的这个时候哈。
And now, during the time of seeking a pastor,
让我们也不忘记主耶稣所吩咐给我们的大使命。
Let us not forget the great mission Jesus has given us.
因为这些这个大使命不是等做这个牧者来的时候才去做哈。
Because the mission is not for the pastor.
因为每一位包括牧者每一位基督徒的这个责任哈。
It is a responsibility of every Christian, including the pastor.
唯有我们大家一起参与的时候呢，我们可以看到这个教会的这个成长。
Only when each one of us participate, we can see the growth of church.
那这是主的这个命令哈，我们再下来看呢，第二个呢就是主的这个应许哈。
And moving on to the second point, which is the promise of the Lord.
感谢主呢，当他将这个大使命赐给我们的时候呢，他同时呢也应许将与我们同在这道世界的这个末了。
Praise the Lord, as he gave us this great mission, he also promised us that he will be with us always to the very end of the age.
这个应许是最宝贵的。
This is the most precious promise.
那首先呢，我们看到这个只有主呢能够给予的这个应许。
First, it's a promise that only the Lord can give.
那没有一个人呢，甚至是能够像耶稣这样的对人说同样的话。
None other than Jesus can say such word.
啊，包括我们牧者在内哈。
Including all the pastors.
我们牧者不能够对你们信徒说啊，我会永远的与你们同在哈。
No pastor can say to the audience that he will be with them forever.
牧者总是会离开。
Pastors will have to go.
但是呢，我们看到，只有主呢，是永远的与我们同在的。
Only the Lord will be with us forever.
只要呢，我们遵行他的大使命哈，他就与我们同在。
If we stick to his mission, he will be with us.
另外呢，真的是我们要抓住主的应许呢，来面对这个前面的这个挑战哈。
And thirdly, we need to hold on to this promise and face the challenge ahead of us.
有时候我们觉得说，哎呀，我们没有牧者，我们不知道如何是好。
Sometimes we feel we don't know what to do now that we don't have a pastor.
但是呢，我们要知道主应许永远的与他的教会同在。
But we should know that the Lord is with us forever.
那么我们可以抓住主的这个应许呢？来面对我们目前的这个挑战。
So we can hold on to his promise and face our challenge.
那这应许包括什么呢？
What does the promise include?
包括了两方面哈，那就是说主必供应他的这个教会一切的这个需要。
One is the Lord will provide for all the needs his church have.
那这是有时候我们会担心，哎呀，是不是我们有足够的这个资源哈，或者什么哈？但是我们相信呢，主的同在呢，他必供应他的这个教会一切所需要的哈。
So sometimes we'll be worried that if we will have enough resources, but God always provide.
那我戴德森呢，我们知道是这个内地会的创办人哈。他说呢，他说按神的旨意做事，必不缺乏神的供应哈。
Hudson Taylor.The founder of China Inland Mission said, God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply.
那么我们知道他在创立这个内地会的时候是以十个英镑作为开始。
We know that he founded China Inland Mission with just 10 pounds.
那但是神也祝福他这样的一个事工，也丰富的供应他这个差会所需要的一切。
But God blessed his missionary work and provided for all his needs.
那当他去世的时候呢，这个差会呢已经有800多名的这个宣教士在中国呢13个省份呢工作哈，做传福音的工作，18个省份呢做传福音的工作。
When Hudson Taylor passed away, there were more than 800 missionaries working in 18 different provinces in China.
那么我们也相信呢，主也必带领他的这个教会。
And we also believe that the Lord will lead his churches.
那我们知道今天这个谁是这个教会的头呢？
And we know who's the head of our church.
就是主耶稣基督。
It is Jesus Christ.
那教会也是是耶稣用他的重价，用他的宝血所买赎回来的。
And we know that we are all purchased.By his precious blood.
那教会是他的这个身体。
And we are his body.
那我相信呢，主必带领他的这个教会。
And I believe that the Lord will lead his church.
那么他将来带领他的教会呢？
And how will he lead his church?
借助他的这个话语，借助圣灵的这个感动呢，借助我们在他面前的祷告祈求呢，他要来带领我们。
It's through his word.Through Holy Spirit and through our prayers in front of Him.
那今天当我们在面对这个教会的需要的时候呢，很重要的就是我们能够同心合意的在主里在神的面前呢，来一起的同心合意的来祷告祈求。
And for us, when we face the need, it is very important for us to pray before Him as one church.
感谢主呢，今天这个世界啊，我们看到这个世界一切都会改变哈。
Praise the Lord, we see that everything is changing in this world.
但是呢，主却是我们所侍奉、所信靠的这位主是永不改变的主哈。
But the Lord that we believe in and that we are serving is never changing.
今天呢，人都会有离开我们的一天哈。
All the people we see today will leave.
但是呢，他却是永不离开我们的主哈。
But He is the Lord that will be with us forever.
他要永远的与我们同在。
He is with us forever.
那今天呢，教会最重要的人是谁呢？
And who is the most important person in the church?
不是任何人哈。
It's not anyone.
包括牧者在内哈。
Including the pastors.
而是主耶稣基督。
But Jesus Christ.
我们所要仰望的，所要信靠的，是主耶稣基督，而不是任何的一个人哈。
The only one we should look upon to and rely on is Jesus Christ, not anyone else.
那求主呢，真的是来帮助你们哈。
We pray that the Lord will help you.
那靠着他能够得胜你们眼前的这个挑战哈。
So you can win the challenge, in front of you.
也能够靠着他呢，能够完成主所交托给你们的大使命哈。
And fulfill His mission that He has given you.
在这里，在这个地方，在神所安排的你们岗位上呢，能够来做成来使人呢做主的这个门徒哈。
And here in Santa Barbara, make disciples.
那愿神祝福你们，也相信神必会为你们，必继续的与你们同在，供应你们所需要的一切，也必继续带你们前面的这个道路。
May God bless you, be with you all, and continue to lead you in your mission.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父啊，我们满心感谢你，今天让我们在这不断的变迁的一个时代的当中，我们知道你是永不改变的，你是永远与我们同在的主。当我们教会面对到这个一些的这个挑战的时候，我们也知道说我们你是永远与我们同在，你必供应我们一切所需要的，也必带领我们前面的这个道路。天父啊，我们可以来仰望你，可以来信靠你，我们心中不惧怕，我们心中也不忧愁，真的是我们知道你必与我们同在，你必带领我们前面的这个道路。哦，天父啊，还将这个你的教会继续向你仰望。天父，恳求你自己来祝福在这里的每一位同工长老执事，祝福每一位的这个老师们，祝福每一位事工的这个负责人。哦，祝福在这里的每一位弟兄姐妹，他们在这里能够继续的同心合意来完成你所交托给他们的这个大使命。哦，天父啊，我们也恳求你自己来为你的教会来预备一个合适的这个牧者，在他们的当中来继续的牧养，来带领他们。哦，天父啊，还将你的教会将在这里的每一位弟兄姐妹们都完全的仰望交托，你与他们同在。我们满心感谢你，我们将祷告祈求乃是奉靠主耶稣圣名求的。
阿门。
阿门。谢谢。